It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture, and we will. Let's begin with now. The following episode is a very special mini-sode that may sound a bit different than our usual episodes. Perhaps a bit more rough around the edges, they give you a rare look behind the scenes or take a deep dive on a special topic. We hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. We will be back in July with our typical programming. Until then, hit subscribe and say fuck off to diets.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our third mini-sode in this series. I'm Rachel Popick, and I'm the manager for the PCOS Power course and community. You may have heard my voice on the podcast before. I've spoken with Julie about all things food and cooking, and today I want to share with you about how I found my food voice. I grew up in a foodie family. Cooking and food were our love languages. They were always the center of any family get-together, holiday, celebration, what have you. But there was always those tricky diet culture undertones, comparing certain family members' bodies to one another, commenting on the caloric or nutritional value of a food that we were eating, always talking about how I, quote-unquote, can't eat another bite, or I, quote-unquote, really shouldn't be eating this. And while no one ever explicitly told me that I needed to diet, the messages were pretty clear. And no one stopped me when I started to experiment with fad diets or went on my first juice cleanse. Over time, the diet culture messaging won out over the joys and creativity of cooking, and I became subsumed with calorie counting, fad diets, and binge eating. I started using cooking and eating as a method of control and punishment, spending hours and hours and hours every week thinking through recipes and meals that I could cook that would fit whatever fad diet I was on, whatever arbitrary restrictions that I had set for myself. And then I would spend all day on Sunday exhausting myself, being miserable, cooking food that I wasn't excited about. The creativity and joy were replaced with this punishment and control. And for such a long time, that's what cooking became for me. Fast forward to about 7 years ago when I was in graduate school. I'm not even sure what exactly shifted in my mind around diets. Maybe it was over a decade of trying and failing to be smaller, to live in a smaller body, to take up less space. But a combination of finding podcasts like She's All Fat and this one led me down the best rabbit hole I could possibly imagine. Learning about health at every size, intuitive eating, fat liberation, and what it would look like to live a diet-free life. These ideas changed my life and changed my life for the better. I was so lucky that my partner and some of my close friends at the time, shout out to Colleen, were extremely supportive as I navigated what these new frameworks could and would look like for me in my life. I started to experiment in the kitchen again, and I started trying to give myself unconditional permission to eat whatever my body was asking for. I took these things that I had come to believe and was advocating for in others, the idea that fat bodies are entitled to and worthy of respect and love. And over time, and it was challenging, but over time, I was able to start to believe those same things about myself. Again, with massive amount of supports from the people close to me. Thinking about why I love cooking, it isn't just about the food. It's a creative outlet, a way for me to care about other people in my life, a way for me to slow down and connect with myself mentally and physically. And noticing those things about cooking and realizing that made it a little less scary for me to step back into the kitchen without a rigid to-do list of meal prep tasks. And while this may sound like a super neat and tidy cookie cutter, as you might say, tale. It was anything but. The road was messy and full of setbacks, but over time, the voice in my head telling me to diet, telling me that I wasn't worthy until I was in a smaller body, got quieter and quieter, and it became easier and easier not to assign a moral value to food. Not that that voice is gone completely. Every once in a while, it pops back up. It's always there, but over time, it's gotten more muted, and it's gotten easier to kind of push back down and to put back in its place when it does crop up. So yeah, that's how I found my food voice. I hope that you found this interesting or that it resonated for you in some way. If you want to follow along with my journey as I heal my relationship with my body and have fun in the kitchen, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Stay Doughy. And as always, feel free to reach out to the info@JulieDillon email address if you have any questions. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with another mini-sode.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. If you did, could you leave us a review or share this episode on your social media? Doing so helps more people find us, and we want everyone to find their food voice. Bye for now.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.